Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Damon Davis from USARA. And we're going to be talking about the organization's second annual coming up sleepout. That's going to be on January 30th. Damon, pleasure to have you out here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And you know, the sleepout is one of those events where on paper, you're thinking, what? What is this? Yeah. What is the point behind this? But as soon as you start looking into it and as soon as you start participating in it, it's something that really has a great impact in our area. So for people who might not be familiar with the concept, what is the sleepout and what is it going to benefit?
Well, the idea was born out of boredom in the winter and the desire to do something to raise awareness for people who are struggling. And a lot of people don't know that we do have unhoused individuals sleeping under overpasses and out in the sticks by the airport, places like that. And so we just thought it'd be a fun thing to do to see who shows up and see if we could get some support to raise awareness. And we had a lot of good donations, a lot of warm, like hand warmers, clothing was donated. And people just stopped by to see what the crazy folks, you were there, the crazy people outside were doing, you know. And it was just, it was a neat experience. And we're happy, we're excited to do it again this year.
No, it was really cool seeing the community involvement, especially early on in the event. You had people from local law enforcement stopping by, chatting it up. You had donations, like you mentioned. But as that night got colder and colder, and people started gathering closer and closer around that fire, you really felt a strong sense of community, and people were gathering there for the right reason. That was to raise awareness for the unhoused individuals in our community.
Yeah.
No, it was something that really it had an impact on you that lasted for probably... Yeah, it's still going on. It's still on the forefront of my mind after participating in that, because it's something that, you know, you never really think about how cold it is, especially with January 30th typically being one of the coldest nights of the year. You never really think what it's like outside if you're not going out and consciously camping, how cold it's going to be at night, what the conditions are. And that's something that people who are unhoused have to think about every day. So it really opens your eyes to what that feels like, and makes you start thinking, how can we get help to these individuals?
Right. And what we're hoping is that this event becomes kind of a central collecting point. Like last year, we had so many donations of just warm clothes, hats, beanies, hand warmers, anything that you would want if you had to sleep outside. And people just kind of came out of the woodwork, and it was refreshing. We had people on their way home, walking home responsibly from the bar, and we were able to get their attention and congratulate them for making a good choice about getting home that night. And, you know, just kind of bring some levity to their evening and help them see that, yeah, at 2 a.m, there are people who care. And it was also transformative.
You know, it's one of those things that I'm really glad you guys are bringing back for another year. So let's talk about changes this year. Last year, first time you ran an operation like this, and it was still a very large-scale thing. But this year, you guys are looking to push it a little further. You guys have a whole block now instead of just one parking lot to kind of work with and operate.
Yeah, we got a permit from the city to close off the street just to give us a little more space. We want to do some things like play night games, which sounds crazy, but it'll be fun. Play pickleball and just give ourselves a little more room to use up that space. Carbon Medical has been gracious enough to offer their services to provide a hot coffee and hot cocoa bar. They'll be running back and forth. Carbon Medical will be doing that. And then who did we have last year?
You had Market Express last year.
Sorry.
As well as Life Balance Recovery, though. Yeah. Those guys play some pretty critical roles in all of this.
Yeah, Life Balance will be there as well. And USARA, we work closely with them just because they are partners from the coalition. And we feel like the more we can collaborate outside of regular business hours, the more we can attack the problems of substance use disorder, homelessness, domestic violence, all the things that affect the populations that we're trying to serve.
And you and I were talking a bit beforehand, but USARA is really a critical resource in this community. You guys fill so many gaps that may not be able to be filled by other organizations, whether it be to governmental regulations, things like that. So you guys play a pretty critical role. And so teaming up like this for a grand event with some of those other organizations, it really shows how powerful the spirit of collaboration is in Carbon County, especially among the recovery community.
Absolutely. And for me, especially, it is just, I was not aware of how many people are in this fight, and becoming a part of this has done a lot for me. And so I hope that we can make new friends like we did last year. Like, we met so many unique people that just stopped by and were interested. And I hope that we can do that again this year, because this is going to be an ongoing issue that needs to be addressed. and we want to stay ahead of it.
You know, unfortunately, it's not one of those issues where you can snap your fingers, it goes away. The unhoused population continues to be unhoused. We need to find ways to help them. This is a great way to raise awareness for that cause. So let's dive into the nitty-gritty for a second. Where is this going to be taking place, and what time are the festivities going to be kicking off?
We're going to start at 4 o'clock on the 30th, and we'll go till sunrise. Or 4 o'clock on Friday, and we'll go till sunrise on Saturday. But then people are free to come and go as they please. You're welcome to sleep out. We want people to come and pitch a tent and be a part of. Last year, we had people stay till pretty late in early in the morning, but we're hoping to get more of a village set up on the closed street and enjoy yourselves.
You know, I watched Oren Steinbrook pitch a tent, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. That guy was dedicated to the cause. It was really impressive. He stayed the whole night.
Yeah, to his credit, he is our actual only participant that stayed the entire time.
Yeah, no, I'm not ashamed to admit I left about 3 a.m.
Yeah, I was done by about 4, and I was too cold to fall asleep. So,
but yeah, it's something that, again, it's exciting to see it back for a second year, and that it continues to grow and be bigger and better. And I feel like this year, you guys are really going to be able to attract even more of those people who are walking by either late at night or after work, going home from work in the afternoon. You'll be able to attract these people and really put something into their minds that they might not have been thinking about before.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, Damon, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
No, come see us on the 30th, and let's get cold and crazy.
Well, Damon, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Again, our guest, Damon Davis from USARA, and we're talking about their upcoming sleepout. That's coming up on January 30th, beginning at 4 p.m. That's going to be Friday and going into sunrise on Saturday. Going to be a great event, raising awareness for the unhoused population in the Castle Country and beyond. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.